Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wiggins! Oh, Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee.
All right, here we go. A series of stories that are either from the Babylon Bee, which would make them satire and fake news, or they are real. I will tell you the headline. You will tell me whether it is real or fake. First one, Maduro now polling as most popular Democrat.
No. That sounds like the B.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go.
Your microphone's not on.
Yes, it is the B. The voters obviously love him, said one pollster. Honestly, it shouldn't surprise anyone. He has everything Democrats want in a politician. Suppression of freedom, unbridled corruption, and straight-up socialism. Now that he's residing in the U.S., he's a shoe-in for the nomination. There's already a campaign office set up for him, and Maduro 2028 signs are being printed as we speak. That is the B.
Did you see, Han Solo? Did you see the B picture of him, Donald Trump at the resident desk, and Han Solo in the thing?
Yes.
But it was Maduro?
Yes.
What is the thing? What am I saying?
Carbonite. He's frozen in carbonite.
All right. There's the Star Wars interpretation of what I was trying to communicate.
Yeah. You should have made him into the Resolute desk.
I thought it was funny, and I'm not even a Star Wars person.
I thought it was funny, too, and I'm also not a Star Wars person. But I did just learn, because I like The Mandalorian a lot,
mm-hmm.
there's a Mandalorian movie coming out in May.
Mm-hmm. A Jon Favreau movie.
Can't wait for that.
This is something that we kind of discovered last year for Halloween. This is what you were for Halloween. You dressed up as a person from Tatooine.
Yes.
And I said, what would you call a person from Tatooine?
I think it was a tattoo wiener or tattoo weenie.
I said weenie. you corrected me. I was like, oh, sorry, I'm not a Star Wars person.
Yeah, that's part of the canon.
Yeah.
You can't screw that up. All right, next one. Democrats confused why Venezuelans cheering downfall of nice, warm collectivism.
B.
That's the B. What's wrong with these people? Asked liberal Stauncey Billups. Stauncey. Sorry for everybody who's listening named Stauncey. Watching the festivities, how can they be happy at a time like this with their dear sweet collectivism being ripped away?
Mm.
They must not understand how good they've had it, being free of rugged individualism. Those fools. Democrats have posed several theories, including perhaps that Venezuela had failed to try real collectivism.
Maybe just make it a poll. I need to know how much you folks want to hear about Mom Donnie. Here's what I think. For every time I hear, like, a top tier, A level media outlet refer to Mom Donnie but not be able to pronounce his name, I don't think I should have to report on him at all.
Okay.
The older these people are, and honestly, it seems like the more conservative they are, they stumble over his name. They call him Mom Dami a lot. They can't get his name right.
It's like
Mom, your mother, whose name is Donnie. It's Mom Donnie.
It's like Chipotle.
Oh, gosh. Le. Chipotle.
Mom Donnie.
Mom Donnie. That's his name. Mom Dami. But they all know. They're like, gosh, this is tough.
Mom
like,
Donnie.
So is his leadership style.
With extra queso.
But do people really want to know all of the socialist things that are happening in New York City? I don't know the answer to that. Do you?
I vote yes.
Maybe you'll have to have like Mom Donnie Monday.
Well, I don't want to do the whole show.
No, you just have to do a segment.
On what he's doing. Okay. All right.
I just want to know what he eats for lunch with his hands.
We'll look into that.
Ew.
Maybe it's Chipotle. Chipotle.
with his hands.
Democrats once again threaten. This one hits deep, guys.
It's the government knockoff.
Pay attention here.
Chipotle, taxpayer subsidized Chipotle. It's called, actually called Chipotle.
Oh no, that one's free though.
Well, yeah, that's what I said.
Democrats once again threaten civil war to stop Republicans from taking away their slave labor.
Oh man,
real?
It's a real story. It's a B headline.
This is a B headline, but man, does it cut deep. Here we go. For the second time in American history, Democrats are threatening civil war if Republicans do not stop taking away their slave laborers. Democratic governor and former vice presidential nominee Tim Walz has warned that he is prepared to call up soldiers to fight the Republican administration if it does not stop removing his state's workers. This is real. I mean, that's what's so sad about this. We're prepared to fight, announced Walz in a press conference. We demand the immediate withdrawal of the union. Excuse me, federal troops who are taking away our workers.
I had a conversation. I don't think I said this on the air, so I'll be brief if you tell me that I have. But I was having a conversation with somebody who was attacking Trump's tariffs. And he's like, who's going to pay? All that tariff is going to come back on the consumer here in the United States. It's going to make everything cost so much more. And I go, well, the tariff is on the countries and it's on foreign products. I said, you know, we have a lot of investment coming with these tariff deals to say, invest in America. And if people are more inclined to buy American, if they do pass those tariffs on to their goods and services that are coming from overseas, then American made products and services now become more affordable compared to their super cheap foreign labor goods. And the person said to me, he's like, well, I know, but I don't want to spend $4,000 for my new iPhone. And I said, well, President Trump is working hand in hand with Tim Cook to try to bring a lot of that stuff back here. And I said, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, like, do you think it's important to buy American, to support American laborers, to support American entrepreneurship and American businesses, and maybe sometimes have to pay a little bit more? Or do you support cheap child labor? And the person thought about it for a while. He's like, cheap labor. And I'm like, I just wanted you to say it out loud.
I mean, whoever you're talking to picked the exact wrong example of a thing that's going to be more expensive to because the iPhone is literally they're onshoring that.
I said that. That's, and I told him, I'm like, I think that they're building American iPhones. And I said, it was like late at night. So I was not going to go look up the details about it. But I was just thinking, like, the information that is, he was told the tariff talking point,
uh-huh,
and it was sufficient. And at the end, I'm like, child labor? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, there you go.
Love him. Don't love child labor.
Next one, Georgia County ends COVID state of emergency.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
Real.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, this is too bizarre to be real. Or to be fake.
You're correct. This is too bizarre to be fake. It is real. A DeKalb County official announced Wednesday that it is ending its COVID-19 state of emergency and that all employees will need to return to the office with some hybrid work allowed. CEO Lorraine Cochran.
So I was thinking this was going to be some sort of, like, they had a flare-up. But this is actually left over.
This is actually from COVID-19. They never stopped the state of emergency.
Jamie Pritzker had been taking notes. That's terrifying.
Yeah. It's an executive order signed by the CEO of the county, finally, to end it. Unbelievable. Liberals' emotional support dog gets its own emotional support dog.
I don't know. B.
Yeah, I'm going to guess B as
it's
well.
It's the B. You guys are 100% on this
Thank
one.
God.
Jenny McCoy, a local bookstore clerk with deep anxiety over climate change, reportedly transferred so much of her own trauma over to her emotional support dog that her emotional support dog had to get an emotional support dog. Quote, Flash was suffering from emotional outbursts, probably also due to climate change, McCoy said. And the only way I knew how to help him was to make sure that the vet authorized an emotional support dog for my emotional support dog.
Yeah, these emotional support dogs need their own emotional support pets to deal with their handlers.
She also added, now I can legally have two dogs living in my apartment, which is great.
And there it is. Should the United States acquire Greenland? Yes, by any means. Yes, but not by force. Or no. Here's the question for you. And we want you to vote in the YouTube live chat poll. We also want you to text us 314-241-9797. What do you think about Greenland? Or marshmallow fluff? Because that seems to be the mix of text messages that we're getting right now. We'll be right back.